Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
You're welcome.
Motion approved is revised.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Any have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be have a motion for approval of the finding of the facts of the March the 5th meeting.
I move that they be approved, Mr. Chairman, the finding of the facts.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve the finding of the facts of our March the 5th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sharp.
Apologize if my voice is not so good. I've lost it over the weekend, so if you can't hear me, I will do my best. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly and disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address all statutory factors. The board may then ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct that question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening before such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or they may call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all the board's proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Tucker. First case, please.
Case number 10,957, Larry and Wanda Warner, northeast of Road 341, Garland Point Road, southwest of South Dogwood Drive, being lot 247 within Dogwood Acres Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you please raise your right hand? Actually, can I get your first? Can you please state your name and address for the record?
My name is Wanda Warner. I live at 1302 Sand Hill Road in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Your name and address?
La
Larry Warner. I live at 1302 Sand Hill Road, Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Mark Brittingham, 18525 Joseph Road, Milton, Delaware. Will you each raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Mark Brittingham. I am with me is Larry Wanda Warren. I am the owner of Brittingham & Collins, a manufacturing modular home setup company that placed Mr. and Mrs. Warner's home on this property. First, I would like to tell you about the facts, then I will explain how I believe they relate to the standards you follow in granting the variance. I was hired to move and set up a mobile home for the owners of this home and placed on their lot in Dogwood Acres, Daxboro, near Daxboro. The owners, Mr. and Mrs. Warner, and Dogwood Acres is a development that contains many mobile and modular homes and was developed years ago by Mr. Bake Timmons. On October 17, 2011, obtained a county permit. And on October 30th, 2011, I measured the 30-foot front yard setback from the edge of the paved road. I marked the four corners of the foundation and dug the footers and called planning and zoning for a footer inspection prior to pouring the footers. Mr. Malloy, the inspector in the area, came out, did the inspection and the location within the area marked in the four corners. He approved the location of the footers and gave me a foundation or a footer inspection approval sticker, which I placed on the electric panel box outside. Following the county inspection, I poured the footers and 2 days later brought the manufactured home in and set it up. A couple days later, or about a day, or I'd say a day later, Mr. Malloy called my cell phone and advised me that he had rode by the property and felt that the home was sitting too close to the front yard setback. I tried to return his call and got his answering machine. A little nervous at that point, I called up at planning and zoning and talked to Dean Pettijohn. I gave him the tax map number of the property and he went to the map and looked it up, come back on the phone, and he asked me if I was on a county road or I was inside the development, and I explained to him I was inside the development. He said, at that time he told me, well, if you're on a county road, you have to be 40 feet from the road. Inside the community, you have to be 30 feet from the road. At that point, I kind of a sigh of relief. I thought, well, everything's okay, because I actually went 31 feet from the edge of the paved road. And I thought, well, I gave myself an extra foot, you know, and so. Then after that, I contacted Mrs. Isaacs and explained the situation to her. She informed me that the foundation had to be set back 30 feet from the actual property corners. There were no visual property corners at that time. Because I had called the inspection and the county had approved the location of the footers, I poured them and set the home, and Miss Isaac waived the fee of the $400 because of the situation. I believe I qualify for the variance under the current standards for these following reasons.
Okay, there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rutgers?
That's a shame. You had plenty of room in the back, didn't you?
Well, actually, no. We had a drain field.
Oh, okay.
I had contacted Ben Rack.
It doesn't show it on your survey, but you have a drain field back there.
Yeah, we have a drain field back there.
Okay.
I had contacted Denrack and talked to the girl up there, and she told me if we were putting a foundation around the home, we had to be, I can't remember the footage, but if we were doing skirting, we could go close to it or up to it. which we did vinyl skirting. So I thought I was, actually, I really thought I was covered on all of my bases.
You're undersized on an AR1 lot, which is 87. You should be 100, but that gives you your 10-foot side, so you're fine there. But you just had a problem with the footers, right?
With the front yard, yes, sir.
Front yard footers?
Yes, sir.
I noticed we have some variances down the street.
Yeah, I think there's been a total of 30 variances granted in there, and there are actually two right down the street.
The front yard?
Yes. Three and four lots over, they have front yard variances.
I see you got a permit, correct?
Yes, sir.
You got the permit, that was in 11, 10-17-11?
Can't really remember.
It was.
I believe it was.
Yes.
I think
you... Yeah, I was trying to find the actual date.
No further questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there's a certain uniqueness, not necessarily in the property, but the situation, in that the applicant was ill-advised by a county representative, and therefore making the request necessary to develop the property as it is. Certainly think that because of that information he was given, now it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. He, according to his testimony, acted in due diligence when he thought there was a problem, only to be misinformed again. Don't believe that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and his request being a minimum to afford relief, I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,957.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,957. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Yay.
Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reasons that were stated.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Yes, for the same reasons.
And Mr. Mills again?
Yes, for those reasons.
And Mr. Calloway, yes, for the reasons that had been stated on record. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,957 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're